personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, all of our great listeners around the seven continents and the ships at sea. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, or 2 hours, 7 minutes to be precise. Coming up in the next hour, Christian radio host fired for criticizing Israel, part of our ongoing series showing where the First Amendment is going in America. 20-year host Dale Crowley told, "You can't talk about that. Doesn't matter if you've got high ratings and bring in support to the station. You're fired." So that's coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, Belarus says U.S. planned school bombings on Election Day. Are we to believe this? The Russians wrote the modern book on doing this, and so would the United States be involved in a bombing? Yes, certainly, to blame it on enemies, but Russia likes to do it too. The Belarusians, I guess you could call them, have been known to do it. I mean, who doesn't, really? So we'll have to research this, and hindsight normally will let us learn if it's the case, but we're not sure right now. But I will get into this article out of Moscow News. Approval ratings for Lord Bush have dropped to its all-time high. All-time low is 33%, and that's even in big establishment polls. A lot of the polls we trust show that it's even lower than that. So Bush, in new speeches today and in press conferences, his minions will be holding over the next week to restate the preemptive strike long war strategy, the endless war. And no, that's not a line from the Four Horsemen Metallica song, Kill 'Em All. That's a line from Bush. Just endless war on earth, never-ending war. It's what would Jesus do? Certainly not what George Bush is doing, though he's got a lot of good Christian people fooled. Chinese Prime Minister downplays China threat, telling us that everything's okay, we just go back to sleep. Big news, Congressman writes White House, did President knowingly sign law that didn't pass? Answer is, of course he did. The hoaxes just get bigger and bigger. And we've got some amazing audio clips coming up as well. You'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkelite is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkelite's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkelite for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, today's broadcast is going to be a little bit different. We'll cover all the normal staples, government-sponsored terror, the New World Order, the Satanic Elite, the real world that surrounds us. But Cruiserweight, who I'm a big fan of, I played part of one of their songs yesterday, won a big award at the Austin Awards last night, and I'd incidentally gotten some complaints that I hadn't aired the whole thing by listeners, so we'll play the whole song later in this hour that I never got to yesterday. We just played about 2 minutes of it. And also, you'll get my review of the dystopic science fiction Philip K. Dick novel for the first time made into a full-length feature rotoscoped Hollywood production up on the big silver screen. I had a chance to go watch it last night at a sneak peek. It won't be out till July. And I was just blown away. I mean, it is avant-garde. What is avant-garde? New. Something new. Before its time. It's got government-sponsored terror in it. If you closely follow what's happening, the government, in conjunction with private corporations, ships in the drugs. The police state is a mechanized control grid to control the population. And basically, it is put out by Warner Independent, and behind the scenes, it's been quite a task to get this through, but it is definitely anti-New World Order. It's got some of the biggest stars in Hollywood in it, and believe me, they're anti-New World Order. It's a labor of love. You know, Keanu Reeves makes around $50 million for his movies. He made $200 million on his last two Matrix films, and he made, What does it say? He was paid $70,000 to make this film for people that shoot their mouths off and go, oh, it's Hollywood establishment. Yeah. This film would normally cost about $80 million to make conservatively. You can go read major industry publications that are reporting that. It was made for $8.9 million with an original budget of $6.9 million. Anyways, that my big review of it, and of course I haven't really mentioned or talked about in the last review we did, and then I'd only seen it in the studio there on the TV screen, parts of it. My first review didn't even mention that I'm in the film or consulted on the film, and I'm just so honored that I was able to be part of this film, that my friend Rick Linkletter called me and included me in it, and that the producer, Tommy Pallotta, did, and, of course, one of the other producers is George Clooney, who we know is anti-New World Order. And, of course, I can mention a lot of the other people in Hollywood that are waking up to what's happening big time right now. The globalists are in trouble. They're having trouble controlling their own system at every level. There is a revolution going on right now. Boston Legal has put out a lot of pro-New World Order stuff in the past, and what they're having to do now is put out some anti-New World Order stuff or lose all credibility. That's what TV's having to do. 24 does it. Other TV shows do it. You witness that. And, of course, a lot of the writers and people that work at these TV productions, they're not bad people themselves. They're just told this is the angle we want. This is what the, quote, advertisers want. This is what we're doing. And I've talked to a lot of these people. They want to tell the truth. They want to get the word out. And so more and more of it is slipping out. And here's a little five-minute piece from Boston Legal. But then, of course, it has a little socialist twist at the end, which is part of the false paradigm. So let's roll that. Here it is. This is in the court.
When the weapons of mass destruction thing turned out not to be true, I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced, and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens, you and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently, we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless search and seizures, illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice. Well, Melissa Hughes noticed. Now, you might think, instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard and demonstrated at a presidential or vice presidential appearance. But we've lost the right to that as well. The Secret Service can now declare free speech zones to contain, control, and in effect, criminalize protest. Stop for a second and try to fathom that. At a presidential rally, parade, or appearance, if you have on a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Mr. Shaw, that's a chair for witnesses only.
Really long speeches make me so tired sometimes.
Please get out of the chair.
Actually, I'm sick and tired.
Get out of the chair.
And what I'm most sick and tired of is how every time
somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, it's speech time.
And speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it.
Objection.
I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizenry. And God forbid anybody challenge it. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything new and fresh to say, please sit down. You've breached the decorum of my courtroom with all this hooting.
Last night, I went to bed with a book. Not as much fun as a 29-year-old, but the book contained a speech by Adlai Stevenson. The year was 1952. He said, "The tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live, and fear breeds repression. Too often, sinister threats to the Bill of Rights, to freedom of the mind, are concealed under the patriotic cloak of anti-communism." Today, it's the cloak of anti-terrorism. Stevenson also remarked, it's far easier to fight for principles than to live up to them. I know we are all afraid. But the Bill of Rights, we have to live up to that. We simply must. That's all Melissa Hughes was trying to say. She was speaking for you. I would ask you now to go back to that room and speak for her.
All right, folks. Now, did you pick up on the propaganda laced in there? I don't know if this is on purpose or by design or if the people are just organically conditioned to the false paradigm. But he tells us, even though he's the good guy, that people don't care and there aren't demonstrations. Well, that's not true. There are gigantic demonstrations going on every day all over this country, and there are little ones going on every hour. But the writers, I guess, in New York who wrote this, or Boston or L.A., wherever they're at, they don't know because they watch television, and the television most of the time doesn't cover demonstrations now. So we're told we're apathetic and we don't care. Now, I agree, we don't care enough. Then we have Adlai Stevens, oh, yes, and how the good little commies are fighting the evil. No, our government funded communism as a command and control centralizing system to have a false bipolar militarization between Russia and the U.S. That's in their now declassified official plans. They gave them the A-bombs, the hydrogen bombs, the weapons, everything. He was Uncle Joe Stalin during World War II. And then when people like McCarthy got deeper than the little phoniness of communism and found out our army was funding it, boom, he got hung out to dry real quick, and the fun little red-baiting and chasing the Reds ended. She was being used as a climate of not having free speech and going after the left in America. But when the commie hunters found out that it was really a controlled system by the government controlling both sides, it ended real quick. Oh, yeah, the red hunting was going to get so bad there'd be no free speech in America, and they weren't looking for Reds. And we've now proven that the documents have been declassified in the U.S. and Russia. So there's that. It's always more sophisticated than we've been told. And he also lays down, hey, you can't protest now. He says it's bad, but he acts like it's legitimate. Well, you can't protest now because we've got the Secret Service saying no. It isn't just when the president goes somewhere. It's any protected official, and now they changed it in patriotic expansion that Bush is about to sign. It was passed last week. And it says in there no one even need be there. They're a new national police force, quote, and infrastructure protection. And we're talking years in prison, $1 million fines. So it's far worse. They're kind of announcing to people. People don't watch the news. They get their news from these propaganda-laced TV shows. But thought it was interesting, and so we played it and analyzed it here for you. We will continue on the other side of this break with more news and more information from around the world. Paul Watson and I written a great article called MySpace is the Trojan Horse of Internet Censorship. Spread it around.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
At the Austin Music Awards last night, this from San Angelo and many others won awards. I'm gonna read this part of this article later, but the best alternative punk band is Cruiserweight, and again, they're fighting the New World Order. This is an example of what young people are able to do, or anyone for that matter, when they get out there and start taking action at just every level of the info war. And people complain that I hadn't played the whole song, so go ahead and roll it right now. We'll try to get it all in right now.
Thank you. helped lift people up when you're standing on their toes. If you want to ease the masses, use your tongue for something apropos. Otherwise, save the speeches. Just because it's liquid doesn't make it water. We all know your nice house doesn't make you clean. Just because it's liquid doesn't make it water. You push your weight around, but have you paid your dues? There's a threat.
Cruiserweight, a threat of a threat of a threat. That's what they do. Well, there's a threat that there could be a threat that they'd have a weapon and then threaten us with it. So we're going to attack them. Oh, that's freedom. And then you find out who really is carrying out the terror attacks. You find out who the real threat is, and it's exactly those who have the motive to begin with. The Arabs don't have a motive to attack us. Those nations don't have the capacity to do it. No. You know, in your guts who's behind it. We'll plunge into the international national news when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance group, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again,
860-567-7744. Darkly, when I saw a sneak peek of, months before it's released, the first time the full film has been shown to a movie theater audience, total anti-New World Order film, just the coup de grace of anti-New World Order films, totally avant-garde, totally new, groundbreaking, just penetrating into serious exploration of filmmaking. And I'm just blown away that I'm involved in this film. I was so happy last night after I had a chance to see it on the big screen. Kurt, Joel, Chris, Ivan, many others, your calls are coming up. I want to get into MySpace is the Trojan horse of internet censorship. We talked about this some yesterday, but now we've put an article out on it. Also, Bush approval rating falls to 33%. Congress earns rare praise, this out of the Pew Research Center, put on one of these big polls. And there's a really scary report here where Bush signed a bill that hadn't been passed. Not only is Bush saying that if you don't pass a law like the Patriot Act expansion, I will just enforce it without having a law. That's called lawlessness. And when a leader engages in lawlessness, it's called despotism. It's called a tyrant, tyranny. A tyrant carries out a tyranny. They carry it out upon the population. The serfs, the slaves. And we've got him at these signing ceremonies where he signs bills and then says, well, the bill says this, but I'm ordering the executive with my statement, speaking like Zeus or like Ramses or something, or Nebuchadnezzar, that he is just going to, this is what we're actually going to do with this. And there's lawyers there all writing it down. As if that isn't bad enough. Or, okay, I don't care if it's 5 years in prison and huge fines if we don't go through the FISA court, which violates the Fourth Amendment to begin with, but I mean, at least it's something. Rubber stamp for just giant warrantless fishing expedition letters. It's kind of like a letter from the king to do whatever you want. No, that's not bad enough where he says he's above the law. Now, and the evidence is starting to emerge, it may not just be this huge multi-million dollar spending package, but it looks like he may be doing it in other cases, and congressmen are writing letters to the White House going, what are you doing? We don't pass laws now, and you just get the bills and have public signing ceremonies? I mean, we're entering Twilight Zone. I keep saying this, but I mean, every day it gets more Twilight Zone. We're like a ship getting into more and more, you know, enchanted waters. Just getting stranger and stranger and stranger and weirder. And I'm like, is this actually happening? Did John Yoo get up in front of the CFR top Bush lawyer and say they can torture small children sexually in front of their parents? Yes, he did. Can I believe that? No, I'm having trouble. Can the Chicago Tribune have front page articles about lobbyists for the white slave trade? And how no one's stopping them, and how it's illegal, but the government just lets it happen. Yes, that's really going on. Do White House memos get released where they openly say we're going to stage attacks on our aircraft, and we're going to produce fake WMD dossiers, and it's public, and the White House doesn't deny it, no one gets in trouble? Now, can you go to the CIA's own website, though they've removed some of it, still a lot of it's up there, where they admit they carry out terror attacks and brag about it and how great it's worked in the past, and read the declassified documents by Kermit Roosevelt and many others? Yes, you can go do that. I mean, there's so many things, and now Bush is just signing huge spending packages that haven't even been passed. See, we live in the world, as I said to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts yesterday, father of Reaganomics, chief economist for the Treasury Department under Ronald Reagan, one of the icons of true conservatism. As he said on this radio show yesterday, it's a completely lawless criminal government that may carry out terror attacks to continue what they're doing. But I said, isn't it just a world where hoaxes are seen as reality and reality is scoffed at? And he said, yes, that's exactly it. We live in hoax world. Planet Hoaxville. You know, I shouldn't joke around about this because everything I joke around about tends to come true. They may start saying the Earth's flat. Bush may get up and say it, and then people will go, it's flat now. Shut up. I mean, that's the level of just the, he's anti-gun, he's pro-open border, he spent more money than all presidents before him combined, we're 80-something trillion in debt, and he's just running around, and there's these idiots with W stickers all over their cars who just are in total la-la land, and you tell them, Bush is anti-gun. I was at a gun shop, and they go, no, he's not. You're a liar. I mean, it doesn't matter if I have Bob Barr on, NRA board member, to tell you that. They don't listen. They don't care. They don't care about America. They care about loving George W. Because the idiot wears a fake cowboy hat out there at a Hollywood soundstage in Crawford. Never forget, Fox News even jokingly admitted about 3 years ago that it's a stage with little tractors and hay bales, and that they even said it's a stage. It's a stage. And I use that little example because, you know, if that's fake, everything else is. I mean, frankly, I look down on people that are not genuine to begin with. I'm not a poser. I don't have time to pose. I'm so sick of posers and all their ilk. Posers aren't just posing for the public. They're posing for themselves, their own little mental vision of themselves. I'm digressing here. I just can't handle it anymore. Everything is getting so nuts. It's getting crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. And I know they're doing it on purpose to wear us out. That's why they'll announce they're going to attack Iran this month for sure, and they won't do it for 6 months a year, probably next March. Just like Iraq. They just psychopaths do the same thing over and over again. They know that just about hearing, we're going to attack. A lot of us at a sick level in our own subconscious psyches, we're now expecting it. Okay, get it over with. You know, I've been here for a year hearing about this, and so I expect it to happen. So when it happens at a subconscious level, we're going to want it to happen. Just because they've built up the suspense. They play us like a fiddle. You see, your conscious mind is only the surface of a very deep sea. And there's a lot of things in that sea. And they just sit there and manipulate both the surface and all the depths. And you can get control of that. You can figure out your brain as an electrochemical majesty designed by God. And you can try to control your own mind. You can try to get in there and see what's happening. And I just can't believe that you've got a public that the most high-tech, scientifically crafted brainwashing mechanisms the Earth has ever seen are being used against us. And it's hard to fight it even when you know it, even when you understand their tactics. But the general public isn't even aware. They think there's some liberal spin or some conservative spin. See, that's another layer of the control. If you figure out there's a new world order, they have different layers of control, different layers of the rabbit hole in this Alice in Wonderland matrix that you break down through. Many different rabbit trails, rat trails for you to go down. Little bat holes, little caves, little warrens for you to get stuck in. That's why you got to condition yourself just to deal with the facts and what you can prove. And that is enough. That's enough to drive you crazy. And now Bush is passing laws that Congress didn't pass. He's signing laws that Congress didn't pass. We are reaching Captain Kangaroo level insanity. And I'm dumbfounded. I am thunderstruck. I feel like I've been hit by a bolt of lightning. I mean, it just... I'm living on the dark side of the moon or something. And I see the mind control zombies everywhere. Really, the telltale sign is the pose, is what I call it. You see these people, these adults. You got the cowboy type and the hippie type and the yuppie type and the trendy types and all the other types. And they're all like dress up, like, you know, little six-year-olds like to dress up like pirates or dress up like astronauts and, you know, or army or cowboys and Indians. And you go out in the backyard and you're in an imaginary world. And I've caught myself in years past when I was a kid doing this, and I figured out, hey, that's not the real world. You know, I mean, we propagandize ourselves. You know, we rationalize bad things we do. That's posing. When you rationalize something, you're lying to yourself, so much of that. And I just see mesmerized populations who've taken on false identities that the media hung out. You know, the media puts out a buffet of lies for you, and all these different selections, and all these different flavors, and all these different ideas. And they lay them out there for you. And they hope you come and select one of the identities they put out for you through television, through the sitcoms, the dramas, the theater, because we are social creatures. We emulate the leaders. We idolize. We fashion ourselves after someone. You're supposed to fashion yourself after your father, your mother, your aunt, your uncle. You're supposed to fashion yourself after heroes that have fought against overwhelming odds. That was the classical heroes. The old man who works his whole life to provide for his grandchildren because the parents died. You know, that's the heroes. That's what you're supposed to fashion yourself after. Not some gang memberish, giggling youth in some movie with their punked out clothes hanging down around their ankles. Not some punked out population that just thinks that it's all just pick some genre that you're going to be part of and then go out there and emulate it. And then you're never really truly alive. And you talk to these people who are posing, and they aren't even alive. They aren't even real. And I'm sick of it. I want people to begin by realizing that they're lying to themselves. And these little conservative followers of Bush, you are not conservative, number one. You are a disgrace to this country. You're a bunch of brown shirts is what you are. And you need to be slapped upside the head until you wake up. It's just like you're in your house and their house is on fire and you're about to, and the firemen come in and say, help, you know, help us get you out of here. Well, just carry me. I don't believe there's a fire. It's a conspiracy. You know, you guys think you can just convince yourself this stuff isn't real. You know, I think about it all the time, especially when I wake up in the middle of the night. I'll wake up, so, you know, at 3 a.m. I go to the bathroom or something. The bladder's about to burst and I get up. And when my conscious mind, you know, it doesn't have shields up, I'll be like in the bathroom, you know, washing my hands or whatever, and I'll be standing there in the dark. I look at myself and I go, my God, I'm Alex Jones. I can't believe the path I'm on. I can't believe how dangerous it is. I can't believe that I've done this. I can't believe we have a government that carries out terror attacks. I can't believe that it's this real. And then I think about, man, how hard is it for the general public out there who's always in fear? How hard is it for them when they're out there and they deep down know the truth? You all know the truth. You knew it the day you were born about the world, what happens, you know, out of the mouths of babes. And I just sit there and I understand why you rationalize. I understand why you make excuses or, oh, it isn't as bad as he says or, oh, whatever. Man, believe, it's a lot worse than I say, okay? I can't articulate to you how bad it is. It's real bad, okay? They're doing stuff with genetic engineering that top scientists say is already killing the entire food chain, the biosphere. The oceans are in trouble. Soylent Green, that chain reaction may be irreversible. I don't know why, but the sun is about to go 50% more bright with more energy projection than the last 11-year cycle that was the biggest on record. Man, we better be worried about that, not what we can do to the earth with some fossil fuels. See, that's all a red herring. See, you know something's wrong. See, your subconscious knows, your soul knows, your spirit knows that there's something wrong with the earth and the earth's in trouble. You've got a deep down fear, so they know you're going to be afraid, and so they know you're going to get in train and do something about it, so they've got to give you a facsimile, see? That's why they have to scare you more than just get in control of you. They have to scare you because you'd be scared with your instincts to begin with and do something about it, so they have to come in with a counterfeit to make sure. You understand this revolutionary idea I'm giving you? Because it's the truth. And I've been realizing this more and more, having these epiphanies almost on an hourly basis. And so they bring in the lie of, okay, it's fossil fuels, go give money to the Nature Conservancy so they can take private property, and it's a whole Rockefeller Foundation front, admittedly. Meanwhile, there's stuff going on with tens of thousands of tons of DU everywhere, genetic engineering gone completely awry and completely insane, mad scientists everywhere engaged in total craziness, all sorts of problems. Sperm counts in the Western world down over 80%. Cancer going up 500% in the last 20 years, and now up 200% in the last 2 years alone. Now exponentially exploding. The oceans dying. All sorts of weird funguses growing everywhere. All kinds of problems. Just massive insanity. And are the environmentalists out there screaming about that? No, they want to take some poor family's farm. You see, you know there's something wrong with the planet. So they tell you, something's wrong with the planet. You go, yeah, I can feel it. I know it. I can, you know, just you sense it. Just like mice know when a hurricane's coming days before the meteorologists do. Or they know hours before the storm systems even come into effect with the barometric pressure to cause a tornado in Oklahoma or Texas or Kansas. That's all I am, is one of those little mice who picked it up a long time ago. I guess because I'm a good old boy, I'm primitive, I'm a caveman, I am what I am. I can see straight, I can see clear, I see what's happening, and we're in a world of hurt, you understand me? You can stop denying it. I don't care if it's scary. I don't care if it's frightening to admit the truth. It's better to know the truth than to go into this blind. See, terrorism's real. The New World Order's real. And see, you're deep down, you're afraid. You know something's wrong. Everybody's, even before 9/11, something's wrong. Something, we're in trouble. Yeah, a great evil force has been unleashed. It's waxing. And so that evil force knows how to come in and go, yeah, there is a threat. You sense it. It's this over here. See, they know you're going to recognize their evil if you really look at them. So they shield themselves. They cloak themselves. They sequester themselves. kind of like a mist, and then they point out all the little creations or diversions or things to get you focused into that. But if you know where to look and you know how to study, you can learn what's happening. And I have come to the realization the people running this planet do come to kill, steal, and destroy, and they love death, and they are trying to kill the planet. There's no other conclusion that can be arrived at. And then you read their own documents, that's exactly what they say. They're only going to start with 85 to 95% of us. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Henry Kissinger, World Health Organization, UN Population Fund, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller Foundations. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to tell the government bureaucrats, the minions, the police, all of you, the military. You know in your guts, you know in your soul, you know in your heart, we're telling you the truth. Go research our facts and verify it. And then stand for your family, stand for your country, stand for goodness. Because believe me, the system that you work for right now is pure evil. Oh, it does a lot of good, just like rat poison's 98% good grain. But it's the poison mixed into it. It'd be like going out and getting in a new Corvette. And going, well, that's a nice Corvette. It's got nice big tires, nice new engine. But there's a little poison needle sticking up with cyanide. When you sit in the car, it's going to poison you. So see, it's a setup. All right, take some calls. Kurt in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex.
I find a lot more every day. When I first started out putting out your films, there was a lot of resistance. I find a lot more they're wanting them than they were at first. People are searching for the truth. They know something's wrong, and they're searching for it.
Yeah, that's because it's getting real close to stuff getting a lot worse, and their guts, their instincts are afraid. Good. That's the right response.
Are you familiar with the book Fleshing Out Skull and Bones by Chris Milligan?
Yeah, it's a nice little compendium of a lot of writers, and we've had him on about it.
I got it the other day, and I couldn't put it down when it talks about financial organizations, say the elite in this country, financing Hitler's rise to power, financing North Vietnam to kill our troops.
No, it's all declassified, all public now.
And everything else, it just chills you. I got it one day and read nearly 300 pages of the 600 the first day. I think it should be reading that everybody should like to get a hold of.
Well, it's admitted that Ho Chi Minh was given about $1 billion on the surface. It was all staged while the North couldn't be attacked. And the Bushes, of course, and others, well, they were actual head Nazi agents here in the U.S., the Bush family, Prescott.
Yeah.
And that's all public. And that's, you know, my film Martial Law spends about 45 minutes on that.
Yes, it said in there that in the unauthorized biography on the first Bush.
Yeah, Webster.
That he said that anybody that was substandard, example, your the eugenics program you speak of in your pictures.
Yeah, the Bushes were big into eugenics. Yeah.
He thought that everybody that was below a certain level should be sterilized, that we were contaminating the earth by having offsprings.
You're talking about Prescott.
H.W. George, the first Bush president.
Matt, I didn't know about his eugenics views, but I knew about the granddaddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Great points. Joel, you're on the air. Where you're calling us from?
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin.
Welcome.
And I just wanted to say that people are waking up, although it's kind of a deer in the headlights effect. We had an open mic on campus, and I said I was Ari Fleischer. I said I didn't appreciate getting fired by the Bush administration, so ask any question you want. I know where the bodies are buried. And somebody timidly held up a hand and said, well, what about these weapons of mass destruction? I said, well, let's look at that. And I went through the whole spiel about first we have to have a cause to go to war, then we have to lie about the war, then we have to make you feel good about the war. And you know, they didn't know what to do with freedom and expression, and they didn't know that they were supposed to actually ask me something and get real answers. But what I want to ask you about is secondhand smoke, I think, is being blamed for DU-caused lung cancer, and I was going to get your take on that.
Well, we have ironclad evidence. We know what's really happening. And I'll cover it when we get back after this quick break. Thank you for the call. Good to hear you're out there fighting, Joel. And we'll talk to Ivan, Ruben, and others when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.